Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning listener or subscriber, welcome to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, go ahead and do so. So let's go ahead and enter into the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you for who you are. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your righteousness. I thank you for your holiness. Lord, as I speak on this podcast, let it be words directly from your throne, directly from the mind of Christ. Let this podcast edify the listeners to draw them closer unto you. As I speak on this topic that you have bubbled inside of me to speak about, I thank you and I praise your holy name. Let me be gentle but wise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I wanted to avoid this topic, but I feel like I need to say just my commentary or my point of view on this topic. I saw video clips of Marcus Rogers and Preston Perry online beefing. They were online fighting. And first, let me just lay the foundation. I do not think any of these men should have been online arguing. That's the first thing. I think Preston Perry have fell into the temptation to defend himself. And the Lord gave me a word about 3 weeks ago because of my own situations that I was dealing with before I really got into an argument with certain family members that I do not have to defend myself. He gave me that word last year when I was dealing with some things, and it's out of the book of Daniel chapter 3 and Daniel chapter 6. So if you want to go ahead and read it on your own time, I will advise you and encourage you to do that. But in essence, the Lord was telling me I do not have to defend myself. Growing up in the inner city, I grew up in Southern California, South LA, or South Central LA, as they would call it back then when I was growing up. You know, we grew up in a culture where you had to fight and defend yourself all the time. So I can understand and relate to Preston Perry. When you grow up in the inner city and you always had to fight to defend yourself. And when we come to Christ, God is our defender. God goes before us. God fights our battles for us. So I believe that he fell into that temptation to defend himself in his life, right? But in that, the Lord taught him a valuable lesson. Now, the thing with Marcus Rogers, when I first was introduced to Marcus Rogers, it was about, I would say about almost 8, maybe even 10 years ago. I saw a video of him putting his head out of a bucket, very dramatic, and he gave a message about your repentance and who God was and stuff, and I thought it was very good, so I began to follow Marcus Rogers. Keep in mind, I was still in my lukewarmness as a Christian, but even though I was in my lukewarmness, the Lord has given me a gift of discerning of spirits where I know whether a message comes from him or not. So the Bible also lets us know that our gifts are without repentance. So when I first heard Marcus Rogers, I'm like, you know what? That's good. That's right. And I began to follow him. But as I began to follow him and I would see videos of him and he would say, you know, the Lord woke me up at 3 a.m. in the morning. The Lord woke me up at 4 a.m. and God said this and God said that. And I started to get a check in my spirit. Like, God did not say that. No, you did not hear from God. God did not tell you that, right? So I started to back away to the point where I unfollowed Marcus Rogers, I would say about a year or two later after I was introduced to him on the internet. And then when I would go on YouTube, I would just put that I was uninterested in his videos, because one thing that really stood out to me when this whole Trump thing was going on, he was saying that Trump was going to be president. The Lord told him X, Y, and Z. And when he was not elected president the second term, well, we all get it wrong. No, you got it wrong because of your idolatry. You did not hear God. You heard what you wanted to hear, which is why you prophesy wrong. And so you marked yourself as a false prophet because you did not hear from God. Then secondly, he was saying that God told him this about T.D. Jakes and this and that about T.D. Jakes. And then he turned around and he did an apology video for T.D. Jakes. But if God told you something about someone and told you to release that word, and then you turn around to do a apology video, that means that you did not hear from God. The Bible says you would know them by their fruits. So Romans chapter 16, verse 17, I believe, it says to mark and avoid people who cause disruption and discord among the body of Christ. And I believe that Marcus Rogers is that person to mark and avoid, because he constantly caused contention and discord in the body of Christ. And anyone who is with him, anyone who is in agreement with him, you should also mark and avoid them as well, and watch their fruit, because the Bible says you would know them by their fruits. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into this online battle that they had. I believe that Preston Perry was wrong. He should have never got online. Marcus Rogers would have been online by himself if it was me, but that's just me, right? But I believe that he should have never got online with Marcus Rogers, because this is what Marcus Rogers lives for. He lives for the back and forth. He lives for the clicks and the likes and the views, because this is what he thrives off of. So he would have been by himself. Secondly, I believe that Preston Perry was under spiritual attack, because the Perrys, Jackie Hill Perry and Preston Perry, you know, his wife, they have been under a spiritual attack, because the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers in high and wicked places. So therefore, because the devil cannot get them one way or another way, I'm going to use this person to cause them to fall, to pretty much embarrass the body of Christ in front of unbelievers. So I believe that Preston fell into that temptation, but God is faithful. And he also said that he should not have been on that live as long as he was with Marcus Rogers. Marcus Rogers is a very dangerous person to listen to. And I know some people are going to say, well, he helped me with my walk with Christ. You know, I grew closer to Christ with him. But the Bible says that be careful of the yeast of the Pharisee, right? So make sure that you are not putting this man as an idol, putting this man above the knowledge of Christ, because the Bible says that we would know them by their fruits. It's a difference between defending the faith and also causing contention in the faith. And I believe that Marcus Rogers causes contention and discord in the body of Christ. It's not that he's defending the faith. He is causing discord and contention in the body of Christ. And we know this by his fruits, about things that he said God told him to say, and God indeed did not tell him to say that. So he's already been marked in the void in my book. Right? So we need to ask the Lord to give us eyes to see and give us ears to hear what thus says the Lord. And also to be able to discern whether a message is from God or whether it is not from God. And I believe that this is a device of the enemy, right? This is a device of the enemy. Let me give you another perspective on this. The other perspective that I have on this is that there is a vendetta against Jackie Hill Perry that Marcus Rogers does not like. I don't know what the situation is, what went on behind closed doors, but he has a vendetta against Jackie Hill Perry. It is the spirit of the Antichrist that is driving him to attack Jackie Hill Perry. Let me let you know why I think that. The reason why I think that, because he wants to hone in on the scripture in Leviticus that it is an abomination for anyone to sleep with the same gender. Yes, we know that, but the Bible also says that when an evil spirit is cast out of a house, it goes looking and finding no rest. It comes back to its former house and seeing that it's swept and clean, and it brings seven more spirits that is wickeder than itself to repossess the home. So what does that tell us? Even though we are delivered, set free, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and been sanctified and been justified, those spirits that are cast out of us, that we have been delivered from, is going to try to come back and repossess his house. But the Bible says that if we resist the devil, he will flee. We submit to God and we resist the devil. So that lets me know, even though I am delivered, even though I have been set free, even though God has sanctified me, this spirit that I was delivered from is going to try to come back and repossess its home, my temple, my body, my heart, my mind, until the day Jesus Christ comes back, which is why the Lord has says that he has made us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Marcus Rogers wanted to hone in on the fact that he kept saying it's an abomination, it's not a natural thing. We are in a fallen world, but the Lord says to take courage, for he has overcome the world. So if he has overcome the world and I am in Christ, I have overcome the world as well through Christ Jesus. What he is saying is very dangerous. It's going to happen if I'm a liar, if I am a fornicator, if I am an adulterer, if I am a thief. That temptation, that spirit is going to always come back and tempt me to be able to do what I used to do. But why I don't do it, why Jackie Pale Perry doesn't do it, why anyone else doesn't do it, because they reverence God. They submit to God and they resist the devil. And guess what? He has to flee. He's never going to stop trying to tempt us to go against God's word. And because Jackie Hills Perry, from my knowledge and what I see, has not fallen into that temptation, the devil is using Marcus Rogers to try to attack their union. And I wish Preston Perry was able to see that, but I understand that he is upset and tired of this man constantly attacking his wife. So I understand why he fell into that temptation to defend himself and defend his wife, and also to defend the gospel. But the Lord says, you do not have to defend yourself. You do not have to defend yourself, because I will deliver you. I will shut the mouth of the lion. So I hope this was a lesson, and I'm pretty sure it was a lesson for Preston Perry. And I'm pretty sure it was a lesson to the listeners. But the thing is, Marcus is the person who is going to sow tares or weeds among the wheat. He is that person. Mark and avoid people like Marcus Rogers and anyone is in connection with him, right? Have the Holy Spirit open your eyes and open your ears so you can see exactly what spirit is operating in the people that he is around and what spirit is operating in him. Whatever the vendetta is against Jackie Hill Perry that Marcus has is either jealousy, it's either hatred, or it's both. But there's something there that he does not like about her, and he keeps attacking her, because I've seen countless of videos that he will use with her name or her photo, and he is very disrespectful. And even when this whole thing was over, he was like, I'm going to delete it, because whatever nonsense he said, but it was more so that I'm going to be the bigger person than you, because I understand that your wife needs to be delivered. No, Marcus Rogers is full of pride. He's full of pride. He's full of self-righteousness, and he does not have the Holy Spirit. He does not have the Holy Spirit. Mark and avoid people like him that cause contention among unbelievers. He is not defending the faith. He is causing contention among unbelievers. So you need to mark and avoid people like that. When you have been delivered from anything, whether you've been delivered from homosexuality, whether you've been delivered from lying, fornication, adultery, stealing, that spirit was going to always come back and try you until the day Jesus Christ comes back or to the day he takes you home. But this is why he says, submit to God and resist the devil, and he shall flee. So every day we wake up and we have to decide to put on the full armor of God so we can submit to God and resist the devil. Now, what I believe is that maybe Jackie Hill Perry could have used a different verbiage. Instead of saying that she suppresses her desire to be with a woman or to fight that temptation to be with the woman, I would have used that I resist, I reject that desire, because my allegiance to God is more important than my fleshly desires. My love for God, my loyalty, my covenant that I made with God is more than this fleshly desire that keeps trying to drag me back to the old lifestyle. Yes, the temptation comes, but guess what? Because I am submitted to God, I resist the devil. He has no choice but to flee. That is the word of God. That's the word of God. I can resist the devil to not steal. Why? Because I used to be a thief. If I used to be a thief, I resist the devil not to steal. Why? Because my relationship with God is more important than me stealing whatever I'm trying to steal. I resist the devil not to cheat on my spouse. Why? Because my relationship with Christ is more important than me having moments of pleasure. This is what the Bible says. So when the evil spirit is cast out, it goes looking for a home, finding no rest. It comes back. It's going to always try to come back and repossess you. But guess what? You have the Holy Spirit that guards your temple. So guess what? He's guarding your temple. He's giving you the tools to be able to resist the devil. Why is that so hard to believe? But he wants to count. Marcus Rogers, the spirit that works inside of him, wants to double down on it's an abomination. It's an abomination. No, you're only doing that because you're trying to discredit their ministry. The spirit in you is trying to discredit their ministry. Let me calm down. So what I'm trying to say is this. People who are constantly sowing discord among believers, Romans chapter 16, verse 17, mark and avoid people like that, because they will lead you down a path of deception, self-righteousness, and pride. And we already know what the Bible says about pride. It goes before the fall. So this is just my commentary on it. Let me know what you guys think about this video in the comments, right? Let me know what you guys think about this video in the comments, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.